In a crowded business world where everyone is vying for our short attention spans, being very different from your competition is the key, and branding is one of the most important ways for businesses to break out of the crowd. Not only businesses, but also for us as individuals, personal branding is another important tool to help us get what we want from this crowded world. Julie Cotino is founder and CEO of Brand Twist, a brand consultant and creator of Brand School Online. And prior to launching her own business, she was vice president of brands at Richard Branson's Virgin Group. Her new book is Twist, How Fresh Perspectives Build Breakthrough Brands. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve. Glad to be here.
You mentioned in your book, Twist, you describe a pivotal moment when you were in the airport that changed your perspective and gave you a new vision. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I was at Newark Airport and I was traveling as a brand consultant and I was running for my plane and frankly, not really enjoying the whole business travel experience. I find it very bland, very me too. And all of a sudden I was stopped in my tracks by the image of a 747 with McDonald's golden arches on the tail fin. And in that moment, I thought to myself, wow, that's a different kind of airline. You know, I bet that airline has a very service-oriented attitude, maybe bright colors, maybe a menu of options. Maybe I could get on the plane, see it was crowded, and supersize my economy seat to a business class seat or first class. And I started getting really excited about this airplane, and I realized all of a sudden that it was a mirage. It was actually the reflection of the food court on the window of the neon McDonald's sign, and there happened to be a plane parked there.
What did that mean to you when you saw that? What flashed in your mind that got you moving in their direction?
I just had such a big aha that the way to really break out in any category is to take off your brand blinders, to forget about what your competition is doing. Look at brands that you love, that are breaking through, that are doing well in other categories, and use or twist those best practices.
You say brand blinders. So you think most people, most business people and individuals walk around and they just take on too much of a me too attitude? You mentioned dentists in your book.
Yeah, I think in every category, you know, it's not like they're making a mistake. I think it's natural. It's just that you live and breathe your business, you're looking at your competition, you're reading certain trade publications. For a lot of small businesses, you're spending a lot of energy trying to look legitimate. And often that means inadvertently sounding and looking and promising the same things as everybody else.
So if I'm a small business person and I have a limited budget, how do I start thinking about this seemingly creative exercise that I'm going to have to develop? Maybe I have someone helping me with a logo and so on. How do I do all of this? How do I get from point A to the point where you want me to be?
Yeah, I think the first thing is you have to just become a student of brand. And I don't mean, you know, textbooks or classes or something complicated. I mean, just start to notice which brands you as a human being, not necessarily as a business person, are noticing. You know, where are you getting great customer service? What are the brands that you are raving about, that you're telling your friends and family that they need to try? And then really look at what are those brands doing specifically, not just in terms of their logo and messaging, but their whole experience. And then thinking about what could you beg, borrow, and steal to incorporate into your own brand.
So what can we learn? I mean, there's a lot of great iconic brands in our world, and these are brands that have been developed over, in some cases, over 100 years or more. I'm thinking of Coca-Cola and the like. Give us a takeaway that we can learn from a Coca-Cola or an Apple or a Virgin.
Yeah, well, Virgin obviously is a brand near and dear to my heart. And I think one of the smartest things that Virgin does is they look at the brand experience as a continuum. So they don't just think about your airline experience as the time that you're on the plane. For Virgin Atlantic, for example, it starts, they pick you up, they drive you in a limousine to the airport, they make it easier to check in, they have a different kind of clubhouse experience. You know, on the plane, they have a different approach to entertainment. They have a bar in the middle of upper class, you know, a real bar where you can sit and have a drink and chat. And then when you land, they'll take you to your destination. So It's all of those little touch points, large and small, that we should be thinking about as business people. What are the moments of magic where I can surprise and delight my customer?
It sounds to me, though, you're talking about the difference between a brand and a business model. I think in my own mind, what you've just described to me is a business model of heightened service, extra service, something special. But is that the brand that a small business person is thinking, or is that a business model?
Well, it's a great question, Steve. In my mind, they're the same thing. Your brand is your business.
Uh-huh.
And the number one mistake I see large and small clients making is they think that their brand is just their logo, their name, their website. You know, one of the things that I encourage my students and clients to think about is from the very beginning, how can I build in branded elements, magic moments to my business model so that if what you see is missing in your category is customer service, you know, don't just add that on in the end with a tagline that says we care, you know, really build it into the way the business is structured. That's brand.
Find the need and fill it is what my daddy used to say. And I think it follows that theme. My guest is Julie Cotino. She is the CEO of Brand Twist and also Brand School Online. She was also the vice president of brands at Richard Branson's Virgin Group. Her book is Twist, How Fresh Perspectives Breakthrough Brands. Let's talk about personal branding, Julie. You mentioned that you think you should start thinking about your brand really early on in junior high school or something.
Yeah, I do. And I have two teenagers, one who's in college and one's a sophomore in high school. And it's really hard to get into college these days. There's just so many different candidates, you know, vying for the same spots. So I think early on, you have to start to think about your own personal brand narrative. You know, what am I going to write in my essay that helps this university who has a split second to look at each application, understand me, get me, and want to know more about me?
Yeah, I'm thinking about Legally Blonde right now and the video that she sent. That made an impression on me. I don't want to go there. So millennials in particular, you mentioned that they've really got to figure out how they're going to get what they want from this world. What are you suggesting to them at their later ages?
Well, one of the great things about millennials is they're digital native. You know, they're really good at social media, Facebook, Twitter, Vine, whatever it is these days. So curate your content. You know, make sure that what you're putting out there is telling the story that you want to be out for potential employers. And I also think editing is really important. You know, a lot of millennials have grown up with so many different talents. You know, their parents are, you know, asking them to get involved in sports and arts and, you know, community service and all these different things. And that's fabulous. It's creating really well-rounded people. But as an employer, it can be a little overwhelming to understand somebody. So, you know, I suggest you pick one thing that you're passionate about. You know, for my daughter, it was music, but she used her community service was around music. She did work in a music therapy institute. She worked as a music TA at our synagogue. You know, her thesis for her senior paper was around the idea of music in literature. So you can make it well-rounded, but if you make it well-rounded and focused at the same time, then people are going to understand your personal brand, your story, a lot easier.
That's very good advice. The book is Twist, How Fresh Perspectives Build Breakthrough Brands. My guest is Julie Cotino. Julie, is there a website people can go to?
Yeah, they can go to brandtwist.com.
Brandtwist.com. And of course, to find out more about Julie, to hear this segment again, don't forget to join us and join the conversation at stevepomerantz.com. Julie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.